Well, we got a gift, not this year, but last year. My wife and I did, or actually our whole family. And I brought it with me to show to you. And for the kids who are here, I'm going to quiz some of your, you know, pop culture knowledge to see if you know where this little object came from. Oh, you got it. Spot on. A Charlie Brown Christmas. And you may remember from A Charlie Brown Christmas that Linus, at some point in the program, recites that passage from Luke chapter 2. And it ends with those words, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And we hear that line a lot throughout Christmas. We hear it sung. We hear it spoken. And it just kind of slides by after a while. We don't really stop and think about it. It just becomes familiar. But just for the next few moments, I'd like us to stop. Because when the angels announced this to the shepherds, they stopped. They couldn't help but pause and listen to what the angels were announcing. So let us do that this morning. But before we do so, please pray with me. Lord, you have come to us, yes, in a small child in Bethlehem, quiet and out of the way, but also in a grand announcement of the angels. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Through your Spirit, teach us what these words mean, that we may not only hear them, but live into them. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, a few weeks ago, we had what we call the Journey to Bethlehem. And some of you, some of the families in here, I see, I remember them coming to this, what you could call this experience of Christmas. There were different stations, different rooms, and we walked through the story, the Christmas story of Jesus' birth. And different folks were dressed up as wise men and magi, and wise men and magi are the same thing, but also innkeepers and shepherds. And I remember we came to this point where we went down to the youth room, and that's where the shepherds greeted us. And they brought us into the youth room. It was dark, and there was this fake campfire right down in the middle. That was the only light in there. And the shepherds brought us around the campfire, and they were telling us about the Christmas story, and we were just enjoying a time together, when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this angel comes from the corner of the dark room saying, "Glory," and turns on the light. And it's the angel Gabriel's cousin, Angel Andy Menth, our youth director. And he turned on the light, and I'm not kidding, this is how he said it. He went, "Glory!" And it just startled us. And we all jumped back a little bit. He had this makeshift white robe on, and he had his halo, and my favorite part of the whole get-up, the whole outfit, was this belt made out of duct tape. It's just perfect. Just perfect. But the story hit me in a new way when Andy came out. I'm sure the shepherds were startled way more than I was, and I jumped. I could say that I was sore afraid, just for a moment. And what has become a nice, sentimental announcement of angels once again caught me off guard. And I thought of those shepherds and the way that they were just tending their flocks at night, just going about their business. And these angels appear and everything changes. Last night, Pastor Bob talked about Moses, and he compared the life of Moses to the life of Jesus. There's another moment in Moses' life when he is tending his flocks, and he's caught off guard by this burning bush, this holy presence of God. And here it's happening to the shepherds with the angels, this unexpected event announcing the hope of the world, Jesus Christ is born. C.S. Lewis, in one of his books, starts talking about angels, and he talks about the history of the art and the way that angels are depicted and how that's changed over the years, and he captures this kind of startling way that the angels come to the people in Scripture, specifically commenting on Raphael's paintings of angels. Lewis says, in Scripture, the visitation of an angel is always alarming. It has to begin by saying, "Fear not." The Victorian angel looks as if it were going to say, "They're there. They're there." I wonder if the reason why Linus' speech sticks out in the middle of that Christmas story as told in Peanuts is because it might catch us off guard a little bit, not in the way that the angels did with the shepherds, but in the midst of the commercialism, in the midst of Charlie Brown all worried that he's going to get everything right and anxious, and all the kids wanting to put on their play. Linus starts to recite Scripture. It seems out of place, yet it's so fitting for what it means to really celebrate Christmas. So this announcement from the angels, unexpected, startling, alarming, glory to God. And then we get glory to God in the highest. And this really makes sense. You'd think that if God were showing up, all of our eyes would be drawn upward. We would be drawn into the heavenly hosts and to the angels, and we would be singing, and this would be a super spiritual scene. That we would be pulled up into the life of God who is above us. But before the angels say glory to God in the highest, they point the shepherds to a baby in a low place, in a stable. Yet they're singing to glory to God in the highest, but our eyes are directed to a humble child looking down to find the presence of God among us. When I was about 7 years old, my mom forced me to be in a Christmas pageant at church. Now, I was a pastor's kid, so I really had no choice. I had to do it, and she'd put these on every year. And actually, I think I grew to love them. At least I look back on them fondly. I can't remember how I felt exactly at the time. But one year, I was a dove, all dressed up. A nice dove with the white robe on, and then this like beak made out of some sort of hard paper, and it was kind of scratchy and made me sweat a little bit. We were all dressed up as different animals, and we had to, when it came time for us to sing our line, we would go kneel at the manger, which probably just had a doll in it, but it didn't matter. We were all pretending. We knew. We were acting. We were thespians. So the two of us, the two doves, go and we kneel at this little manger. And we sing, "We the doves now kneel and pray, Gloria, Gloria." Singing Gloria, the same Gloria of the angels. Little doves, 7 years old, at the manger. This humble scene, this humble Christmas pageant, so many different churches doing something similar. But we sing Gloria in that low place to God who is in the highest. and on earth, peace. Peace isn't something that comes easy for Charlie Brown, is it? He's not what you would call this kind of peaceful, confident kid. He's got early onset balding, which is really a bad deal for anyone, especially someone who's not even out of grade school yet. He wears the same shirt every day, so you know that that's going to bring some ridicule from the other kids. I hope he washes it. He has trouble kicking a football. He falls down every time he kicks it. Of course, Lucy has something to do with that. And he's in constant need of psychiatric help. That's the kicker. That's true. I mean, it's only 5 cents. So he doesn't need insurance. That's good. But and Lucy, the one pulling the football from him, she's the one giving him the psychiatric help. So we know this is hopeless. Hopeless. Not a peaceful one. But so many of us relate to Charlie Brown, at least I do. We get into those modes where we're just filled with anxiety, we're not good enough. Even when everything's right with the world, it's not right. And there's no peace. I think the adult version of Charlie Brown has to be George Costanza on Seinfeld. Just can't seem to come to grips with life as it is and be okay. But the peace that we're talking about here, yes, Jesus says, do not worry, don't be anxious. But the peace that we're speaking of, and on earth peace, is the peace of God's kingdom breaking into the world. It's a peace that the kingdoms of this world just can't seem to attain. At the time that Jesus came into the world, historians say that was the Pax Romana. It was a peace for 200 years in Rome. But we know it was a tenuous peace. You know, Pilate had to appease the people with Jesus just to keep the peace. It was a diverse land, and it had to be kept by force. And we see that peace today as well, as nations stockpile their bombs and try to work things out with diplomacy. But it's a surface peace. It's not a peace that really brings about what God intends for humankind. It's the peace of the Magnificat when Mary talks about having the hungry being filled with good things and sending the rich empty away. It's a peace that makes things right, and that's why Jesus has come, to bring this kind of peace. Nothing superficial, but for those who have become enemies of God, whose sin has separated them from their Creator, Jesus has come to heal that deep, deep wound, one that we try so desperately to heal, but we can't on our own, not even with Lucy's psychiatric help. And on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Other translations say, among those whom he favors. Another one says, the people who please God. So God toward humankind, or humankind toward God. But whatever it is, whatever the translation is, we know that this peace isn't something that's far off in the heights. It's not just some sort of vague idea of peace, but it's peace in relationship with God. We'll explain the scene in Charlie Brown a little bit more. I know that many of you are familiar with it, but let's just revisit Linus's speech. Charlie Brown was supposed to get the tree for the play, the best tree he could find. The play wouldn't go well without it. And of course, this is the one he chooses, the only wooden one there. And when he gets there, the kids are making fun of him. So this is not a peaceful scenario again for Charlie Brown. And he cries out finally in frustration, "Isn't there anyone who can tell me what Christmas is all about?" Linus immediately comes to the fore, begins quoting from the second chapter of Luke. And I don't know if you've noticed this before, but as Linus is quoting from Scripture, right when he comes to that part when the angels say, "Fear not," what does he do? He drops his blanket. He lets it go. The blanket that Linus would never let go, his security blanket, the thing that made him feel comfortable, that made him feel like everything was right with the world. He drops the blanket. He doesn't need it anymore. And when he's done with his speech, singing "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men," he turns to Charlie Brown and goes, "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." Christmas is about letting go of all that stuff that gets in the way of our relationship with God. It's about receiving the peace that can only come in Christ. It's about joining the shepherds as they stop what they're doing and go to see Jesus. It's about dropping our security blankets, whatever they are, and singing "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Amen.